tonight, keeping you up to speed on what's happening in Baltimore, keeping one eye on that tragedy that is unfolding since about 1:35 local time in Baltimore this morning. A container ship ramming the Francis Scott Key Bridge. It is no more. The bridge came down. It's a 1.6-mile stretch. The main parts of the bridge are now in the water. Search and rescue underway for people submerged and missing, so we'll keep an eye on that. Meanwhile, it shows how vulnerable our infrastructure can be in America. One ship, one bridge gone. Joining me, Mike Rogers, an Army veteran, businessman, former FBI special agent. He took down organized crime in Chicago. He's also a congressman from Michigan for 14 years and chaired the House Intelligence Committee. Mike, good to have you back on the program. Mike, are you there?
Oh, can you hear me?
Hey, there you go. There we go. How you doing?
All right.
Listen, I'd like you to weigh in on this. It shows in Baltimore, I'm guessing you've seen this breaking news of the bridge that has collapsed. It shows how vulnerable we could be if somebody wanted to make an intentional act. I'm not suggesting this is intentional, but I don't know yet. And it looks awfully odd that a ship in perfectly clear weather on perfectly flat water runs into a bridge and takes out I-695 in a matter of seconds. What do you make of our vulnerabilities?
Oh, yeah. I mean, not only physically, and remember, some of the biggest questions about our electric grid were cyber, but also physical attacks on transformers, because we didn't have the capability to reproduce them at a rate we would need to get the electric grid back up. So you have both a cyber vulnerability with our infrastructure across the country, and this is a very clear example of how one ship can take down a major thoroughfare. This is going to cause huge problems in Baltimore for the next, it'll be interesting to see how long it takes to get this thing up. But we all ought to rally around getting this thing back up in a hurry and show the world we can do it.
Because of, its impact on the entire eastern seaboard, I would think. 18-wheelers are going to have to find alternate routes, traffic jams, problems. It'll cost billions and billions of dollars in lost revenue. And then, of course, the cost of rebuilding. We need a lot of answers here as to how this could possibly happen. But you make a great point about our electric grid. You take out one bridge, you cripple an entire region. And look, if it was not intentional, if it was an accident, the world still saw it happen. And people that don't like America can look at that and go, oh, that's how easy it is? That's what's frightening today.
Oh, exactly. I mean, I have questions. I'm with you. I have questions on how this ship, who has probably made that run before, then you have to hit that thing with a lot of force to bring it down. And that meant that thing hit. That thing was going at some amount of speed at exactly the right place to bring that bridge down. That means, was there no corrective action? Normally that if you have a little corrective action, you can damage the bridge but not bring it down. So I'm with you. I have, as an old investigator, I have questions.
Yeah, a lot of questions today. And one of the things that number one issue for American voters right now, I'm in North Carolina today, Mike, and I've been talking to people here, and they have the same concerns that people in Michigan have. The number one concern is that open border. And you look at something like this and you say, wow, if big jets can bring down the Twin Towers and a boat can bring down a bridge and we're letting people in that we haven't vetted, how many of those people are capable of commandeering a ship and creating great havoc for America? How many terrorists have gotten through 140,000 gotaways just recently? It's a frightening time, isn't it?
It is. And you think about our 9/11, it was basically 19 people. 19.
Yeah.
So you see what happened yesterday. And by the way, there was just reports now that an illegal immigrant killed a young woman in Grand Rapids, Michigan. There was an assault of a 14-year-old in Livingston County, Michigan. This is only going to get worse.
And these are only the ones we hear about. These are only the ones we hear about. Yeah. More of that goes on. You know that.
Oh, absolutely. And you think about the Hamas guy they caught down in Texas. Thank God they caught him. But he was building a bomb, came across the southern border, and he was going to go to New York City. And you're right. These are the ones we know about. And the reason the FBI has been saying, we have a problem here, it's not if, it's when, because they don't know who they are and they don't know where they are, right? So they know that there are terrorists on those watch lists that got through. They know that for a fact. And I'm not talking about the ones they caught at the border. I'm talking about ones they didn't catch at the border. And so you think about that, and now they have to figure out, okay, are they in Chicago, Detroit, New York City? Where are they? They don't know. And where are they staying? And they're not coming up on the grid because they're not likely, you know, they're not registered. They don't know who they are. They don't have their biometrics. I mean, this is a really, really scary time. And it was done to us by the Biden administration and Democrats in Congress.
Well, you know, and I look at, look.
Don't seem to care.
A lot of people are angry because Mike Johnson allowed the $1.2 trillion spending bill to sail through mostly with Democrats' support. And we continue to spend money. We continue to fund our own destruction at the southern border. There's nothing new to slow down the flow. It is infuriating. I'll give you the last word on that today, Mike.
Well, here's the thing. We need an enforcement mechanism. So I was talking to somebody yesterday about, well, why didn't we just take the bipartisan bill? I read that thing. It's awful. It makes permanent illegal immigration at the southern border, which is great if you're in the cartel business. Not so good if you're an American citizen trying to play by the rules. We need I hesitate to use the word radical change, but we need some radical change along that border. We have to secure it. We need to do it yesterday. President Biden could do it today by remaining
That's
in Mexico.
Right.
You have to turn off that spigot. That's exactly what we would need to do to get this thing back under control. And I'm telling you, voters should not forgive the Democrats in the fall for what they've done to American communities all over the country.
For years. Yeah, for years. Tell the folks where they can find out more, Mike.
RogersForSenate.com, Steve. RogersForSenate.com. Huge progress with President Trump's endorsement last week. We're up to 67 in the primary. I think the nearest opponent now is at 5. So this thing is it's time for people to rally around the poll here. Let's get this done. Let's get President Trump elected in Michigan in the fall and around the country. And let's get this Senate seat back in Republican hands so we can stop the nonsense.
Mike Rogers, always appreciated, sir. Thank you for being here.
Thanks, Steve.
When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth.